Good afternoon. On this fine Saturday, we'll call this Senate Transportation Committee to order. Let the record reflect, it is 1:37 p.m. Saturday, May 17. Present today, we have Senator Machicki, Senator Keel, and myself, Chair Myers. That gives us a quorum to conduct business. Staff for the committee today, we have Carrie from Senate Records joining us, since Nancy has decided to go on vacation. We've got Doug as our moderator, and Michaela Anderson, of course, my committee aide. And a quick reminder, of course, as always, please turn your cell phones off. So we've got two bills on the agenda today. We're going to be starting off with House Bill 160, Procurement Construction Contracts. This is our first time hearing the bill, although we have passed out the companion. We'll hear quickly from Andy Mills from DOT. Give us a brief presentation on it. We'll take public testimony, and we'll go ahead and get that one passed out today. With that, I'd like to welcome Andy Mills joining us on Teams to give us a quick presentation of HB 160. We'll go over whatever differences we have between 160 and the Senate Bill 117 that we just passed out a couple days ago, and move on from there. So with that, Mr. Mills, take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can you hear me just fine?
Sounds good.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, for hearing HB 160 today. It is the companion bill to SB 117, which was passed out of committee in your last meeting. It is substantively similar to that, with a few exceptions, which I'd be happy to outline on here, changes that were made in House Transportation, and also one amendment on the House floor. If you would like, I can skip the sales pitch that we gave the last time and jump straight to what is different about the bill before you as opposed to the bill you previously considered.
Yes, please.
Thank you. So the following changes were made from the original language that you previously evaluated on HB 160. If you start on page one, line nine, after the request for proposals, there was inserted issued under this paragraph. That change was really made for clarification at the request of some of the contracting community, just to ensure that it was understood it was relational to that section, that paragraph. As you'll see, many of these changes were simply for clarification. Moving on to the second change, which was the amendment offered on the House floor and accepted. On page two, line one, the language originally read, DOT may exclude price as an evaluation factor. The department was asked if substituting that language with DOT may include factors in addition to price as evaluation factors, if that would work. And the agency certainly feels that that still allows the flexibility needed during the evaluation portion of the pre-construction services. DOT originally had that language for the price exclusion because price in the pre-construction services is a fairly small evaluation factor compared to all the other criteria. We should distinguish that the pre-construction services and initial services are different than the cost of the project itself. Some members, that distinction was beneficial to outline. The next change on HB 160 from SB 117 is on page two, line five, following the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities may, the line by competitive sealed proposals was moved from further down in the paragraph up to this spot to significantly clarify that the intent of that section is clear. And it really was clarifying that the first phase uses the competitive sealed proposal process for contractor selection, and that the award of contract for the second phase was with a selected contractor and before negotiations. So by switching the placement of by the competitive sealed proposals, that clarified the section, we feel. And the last change, finally, on page two, line 11, following the department, there was shall, and it was changed to may. And while shall to may is awfully a big change in most cases, it's more consistent potentially to use may in the CMGC contracting method because it helps us to avoid the potential of unnecessary procurement disputes. There was an evaluation of that change, and we felt as though it was very reasonable. And of course, the regulations that we promulgate upon adoption of the language will help specify under what conditions a contract would or would not be awarded under negotiations. But in this case, the may helps the department to make that evaluation rather than shall, which would sometimes be seen as directing an action beyond an evaluation. And with that, I'll pause there for one moment and take any questions the committee may have.
Any questions? Sounds like we're pretty straightforward here, Mr. Mills. Appreciate that. Let's see here. Back to the script here. All right, well, seeing no questions, we'll go ahead and open up public testimony for HB 160. I got to bang the gavel, make it official anyway. So opening public testimony. Seeing nobody in the room, and we have nobody online to testify, we will close public testimony on HB 160. Okay. All right. Mr. Mills, any other closing comments?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. We appreciate the committee bringing this version of the bill forward and allowing us to clarify what small changes there were. We did not ask for some of the parties that had given original public testimony on this to show up today because we felt that on this bill and with the previous meeting that public testimony had been placed on the record before. So we appreciate your indulgence today.
No problem, Mr. Mills. All righty. We did not receive any amendments. Seeing as how we have no questions, I'm guessing we didn't need any amendments either. So with that, Senator Machicki, what is the will of the committee?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 160, Work Order 32-GS1579/B.A with individual recommendations.
All righty. Seeing no objection, House Bill 160 moves from the committee. We will take a brief at ease and sign the paperwork. All righty, back on the record. Next up, we're going to be revisiting House Bill 63, the Alaska Marine Highway Operations Board. I'd like to welcome Carrie Crocker to the table. If you could go ahead and put yourself on the record, and if you have any opening comments before we go through the quick amendment process.
Good afternoon, Chairman, members of the committee. Carrie Crocker, staff to Representative Stutzen. Before he is HB 63 again, we're really excited about it, modifying you know, a system of governance in the Alaska Marine Highway has been an issue since 1982, and we look forward to the hopefully this bill moving forward. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Crocker. We got any questions before we do these couple of amendments here? Nope. Okay. So we do have two amendments, and then we've got Andy Mills and Rob Carpenter on from DOT. If we need to ask them any questions after we do amendments here, I do have a couple things I want to get on the record, talk to them about. But going forward, so we will start with Amendment 1. That's N.1, sponsored by myself. So I will move Amendment 1.
I'll object, Mr. Chairman, for discussion.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. So the point of Amendment 1 here is we're looking at page 4 of the bill, and there was a section inserted, on the House side during one of the committees that it was saying that during the nomination process, selection process of by either the legislature or the governor, that says that a regional development organization that represents a region of the state that contains a community dependent on the Marine Highway System may recommend a person for appointment. And while those regional development organizations are certainly good people to listen to, we'd like to be able to ask them some questions. And we do want them to be able to provide some recommendations. We did not want to elevate them over other people or organizations around the state that may have people that they would like to see nominated as well. So not trying to ignore anybody, but also not trying to elevate anybody over others. So with that, Mr. Crocker, if we could hear the sponsor's opinion on this amendment.
For the record, Kerry Crocker, through the chair. The sponsor supports amendment. It's our position that we want to narrow the scope of this board and not have a larger board with too many varying opinions or more fingers in the pie, if you will.
Thank you very much. Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I remove my objection.
Okay.
One question.
Oh, Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Any particular reason we take out the onboarding paragraph along with the ARDR recommendations?
The only reason is this is what was asked, the language that I was asked to put in, and it seems to me that it's a bit superfluous, as is. One would hope that when you bring somebody onto a board, you're going to be giving them the information that they need to do their jobs anyway. We already have other language in here about getting information from DOT for the board, so it just seemed a little superfluous, a little easier to just pull the entire section. So. All righty. Seeing no other objection, Amendment 1 passes. Nice and easy. Next, we'll move to Amendment 2. That is N.2, also sponsored by myself. And so I will move Amendment 2.
I object for discussion.
All right. So the reason we've got Amendment 2 here is we're going all the way back to page 2 when we're talking about developing the short-term and long-term plans. And when we were discussing SB 103 in this room, one of the things that we added was that we wanted the board to provide their recommendations for the operating and capital budgets for the Marine Highway System. And we talked about that a little bit at our last meeting with this bill. And we just felt that it was a good idea to make that, while that there was some implicit expectations that they would be putting some recommendations in for the budget, we just wanted to make that a little bit more explicit this time around to somewhat match up with 103. It's in a little bit different spot in the bill, but after consideration, just making it a little easier, legally speaking, we thought this would be the appropriate spot to put it in. So, Mr. Crocker, do you have any comments?
Through the chair, no, we really don't have any comments. We support the amendment.
Okay, thank you.
I remove my objection, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Seeing no other objection, no other questions, Amendment 2 passes as well. With that, having no other amendments, we will close amendments on HB 63. With that, I would like to talk. I would like to have Mr. Mills, and then I see we've got Susan Pollard from the Department of Law as well. Comment that's come up with this bill has been a question of separation of powers issues with regard to legislative appointment, and I'd just like to have a little discussion of that on the record before we pass this bill out. So, Mr. Mills, if you could start off with that discussion a little bit, and then we'll move to Ms. Pollard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Andy Mills, Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, the Legislative Liaison. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to this particular concern. It is probably very important to understand with the governor introducing a bill along this same line and all the work that the committee has done on this particular subject. We do appreciate the leadership of this committee and of the speaker on this particular item. When it comes to the legal memos that have been provided to committee members specific to the constitutional issue, I would lay the groundwork for Susan to comment that I think we as the Department of Transportation would look at the defining word in that legal memo as advisory does not then create an issue. That does present a bit of the reason that we're putting this on the record. Often the committee had referred to adding teeth, and in fact, a number of the different bills move away from even putting advisory in the title. MTAP, of course, that is advisory, and these others do not. And so I wanted to make it very clear for the record that with the composition of the board as it is, in HB 63 and the legal memos that talk about the advisory nature not creating that issue, that we would then look at this as an indication from the legislature should this pass that this board is to be advisory, that advisory is to be operating. Thank you. I'll go ahead and turn it over to Mrs. Pollard for additional comments.
All righty. Ms. Pollard, if you could put yourself on the record and speak to the issue at hand, please.
Yes, this is Susan Pollard, Assistant Attorney General from the Department of Law. Good afternoon, committee members, and thank you, Mr. Mills, for that explanation. Mr. Chairman, would you like me to just directly address? I know there are a couple memorandums by the Legislative Legal Services out there regarding the discussion of a separation of powers issue and the formation of an advisory board. The particular memo I'm looking at right now is an April 6th, 2021 one by Mr. Fisher. And that originally, that raised the issue that since a board, this board, particular board provides advice and recommendations, and because it is of an advisory nature, that would avoid the separation of powers issue that would be potentially identified if the board had more robust or implementation type recommendations. You know, with that said, this bill does add some more clarity as to the, you know, robust advisory nature of this particular board. And I will leave it open for questions right now. If you'd like more explanation, please let me know.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Pollard. Any questions from the committee on this particular matter? Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Pollard. Thank you, Mr. Mills. Just did want to get a brief discussion of that on the record. With that, might get out of here early. With that, Senator Michicki.
Let's have a couple of minor comments, Mr. Chairman. I support this bill. I appreciate the governor and the speaker working together and the rest of us sort of refining some expectations. I do view it as an advisory board, and I think I put that on the record several times. I think it's the first step before you give something more teeth. I think we need to step in between the previous board and a sort of more corporate board. So I'm willing to put that on the record because I think it's clear that that's where we are right now. This is an advisory board that I hope has the expertise on this board that will recognize the inefficiencies of the current system, yet find a way for the system to survive with some out-of-the-box solutions that I hope will deliver better service to Alaskans. It's something we can afford. I have one little piece that was removed, and that was the restructuring skill set, which I'm sorry to see gone. I know when I appoint, if I'm here when this bill passes, when I'm appointing, that's going to be important to me. That is a very specific skill set, and it was removed from this bill, from the original bill. Those that excel at restructuring a failing business model are a very rare breed, and they are very good at what they do. And I hope that we do consider that, because what they have a tendency to do is completely sort of tear apart the entire model, evaluate what's working, what isn't working, and kind of how to get there. It's just is kind of more of aside from the technical expertise that I see on these lists, it's a very specific, we see it in corporate America, we've seen it in some municipal and state federal government models. Those people are very good at putting it all back together. So I do hope we'll look for that. Other than that, I think it's a great bill. I look forward to the separation and independence of this board. I think it has an element of that that's successful. So, yeah, I think this will get us, hopefully, to the next step if we get the right people appointed.
I would tend to agree with that. I think one of the best things about this board is it'll help us identify the people that we need to help us move to that next step. To your point of looking for somebody restructuring, I spoke to the House member that helped put this particular piece of the bill together, and I don't think he was intentionally trying to remove that particular expertise. But as you say, it's a particular expertise that is hard to find. There's not many people that are good at that, and I think he was trying to not hamstring the board by if we couldn't find somebody that fit that bill that was willing to serve. So I think that's it's still there in intent, even if we didn't put it necessarily explicit into the statute. So I think we're still in very good shape moving forward. So,
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I appreciate the Senate President's comments and your own. And I think that the structure in the sponsor's bill here that we have is likely to help. I think that having the Senate President and the Speaker make some of those appointments, some of the folks with that expertise, gives us a little more oomph as we look at what really does need to change about the Marine Highway System. As Mr. Mills and Ms. Pollard noted, it's an advisory board. The job of taking those recommendations and putting them into action is going to remain with the executive branch. And I think that the turnaround expert that Senator Machicki envisions is going to have an easier job than usual, because there are about 30 years of studies saying you need to change the following things about your model, and they haven't been changed. Governors I've loved, governors I've disagreed with, haven't changed them. So it's going to come down to whether the executive branch makes the changes and uses the board. And if they do, I think there's potential for great success. And if not, as the other member said, we'll be back here with a very different bill. Thank you.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Senator Keel. Mr. Crocker, any closing comments?
Through the chair, no closing comments. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. With that, Senator Machicki, do we have a motion?
You bet, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 63, Work Order 32-LS02/86/N. It's a Nancy with individual recommendations.
As amended.
As amended.
Okay.
I can restate that if you'd like.
Yeah. Okay.
I move House Bill 63, Work Order 32-LS0286/N as amended with individual recommendations.
All righty. And seeing no objections, the bill moves from committee. If you could hang around for a moment after adjournment, we'll do autographs. That being the end of the business for the day, that'll conclude our meeting. Also ends our business for the session, I believe. So just wanted to thank you, gentlemen, for the work we've done here this year. I think we've had a lot of good conversations in the committee. And with that, we'll see you back here in January. With that, we are adjourned at 2:03 p.m. Thank you.